Do you know what a FOIA request is? Hi there, I'm Natty Anderson, and you're listening to Unlocked, your daily key to unlocking God's Word in your life. Working in government, I get to learn about a lot of different wild things. And one of those things is a FOIA request. And that's what we'll be talking about in today's Devo. So stick around. It's called FOIA What? By Natty Mayell. In the state of Michigan's law, there is something called a FOIA request. FOIA stands for Freedom of Information Act and is pronounced FOIA. People submit a FOIA request to government entities for public records. These request forms can be submitted for many things, documents, videos, emails, letters, etc. If the recipient has those records, they must surrender them, unless there are circumstances that legally prohibit that information from being shared. FOIA requests exist to hold the government accountable to the people. If someone is skeptical of government dealings, the law allows them to investigate. And again, if the public official has the desired document, they must give it. It sounds like a great idea, right? Of course, especially if you're the one submitting the request. But what if you're the one receiving the request? What if you're the one who has to give up the documents? When you consider your own correspondence with people, how would you feel about everyone finding out what you've said? Chances are, you probably won't get FOIA'd, but we will all have to stand before God and give an account for ourselves. The Bible talks about this. Of course, God doesn't need a FOIA request to know who you are and what you've done. As Hebrews 4:13 says, nothing in all creation is hidden from God's sight. Everything is uncovered and laid bare before the eyes of Him to whom we must give an account. But the good news is, God also knows that we can't be perfect. We all do think and say things we're not proud of, things we'd likely be embarrassed about if everyone else could see them. We all sin. We all go our own way against God and His Word many times a day. But when we put our faith in Jesus, He absolves us of all these things. Because God loves us, Jesus lived the perfect life, and He took the penalty our sins deserved. He was willing to die for us so that when we stand before God, we will be holy and blameless. A FOIA request of our hearts on Judgment Day would reveal nothing but Jesus' sacrifice and our gratitude. Let's talk about this a little bit more together. Sometimes we believe the lie that we can fix our own sin. Have you ever tried to will yourself to be a better person and then felt even further from God? When we put our trust in Jesus, He declares we are forever forgiven. And as we continue to rely on Him through faith, His Holy Spirit helps us become more and more like Jesus. If you want to learn more about Jesus, I encourage you to head over to unlocked.org and check out the Know More About Jesus page. As you and I can read in Colossians 1:22, but now He has reconciled you by Christ's physical body through death to present you holy in His sight without blemish and free from accusation. Now, I'd encourage you to read in your Bible, Matthew 12:36, Romans 14:10 through 14, and Colossians 1:21 through 23. Unlocked is a resource of Keys for Kids Ministries. Did you know that we actually have an Unlocked Instagram account? Well, we do, and you have to check it out. It's called Unlocked Devo. Also, be sure to check back for tomorrow's devotional, which is a story with Dylan. But until then, I'm Natty, encouraging you to live life unlocked, opening the door to God in your life.